The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Overdose Data to Action Grant brings Franklin County Public Health and its community partners $3.9 million annually for the next 3 years. Franklin County Health Commissioner Joe Mazzola says the funding will help gather high quality, more comprehensive, and timelier data to improve prevention and response efforts.
On the surveillance side, building on existing data efforts, we will link overdose with risk and protective factor data. This will include utilizing data from a variety of agencies, including the Franklin County Children's Services Agency, as well as others, that will help us better identify risk factors and social determinants of health information for individuals who suffer from opioid use disorder. In addition, we will also expand real-time EMS data collection that leverages focal map data for increasing linkages to care.
Mazzola says that will help better coordinate the community's response to spikes in overdoses. He says the grant also targets several prevention strategies.
As part of our prescription drug monitoring program, we will integrate prescribing data with our regional health information exchange, support local hospitals, peer review of quality improvement processes, and work to enhance federally qualified health centers' use of the Ohio Automated Prescriber Reporting System. Next is integration and alignment of state and local efforts. Here we will invest in supporting our overdose fatality review initiative, led by Dr. Ortiz, our Franklin County coroner. We'll support Columbus Public Health with the development and maintenance of a new addiction plan website, and we'll collaborate with the state and other local health departments across the state to leverage our collective impact.
As the lead agency for the grant, Franklin County Public Health will invest $2.3 million this year in its partner organizations, including the Columbus Division of Fire. Columbus Mayor Andy Ginther says the division will be able to form a second rapid response emergency addiction crisis team to link overdose survivors with treatment and recovery support.
The core REACT team includes one firefighter paramedic, one CIT, crisis intervention trained police officer, and a social worker or equivalent clinician. Real help on the spot and an opportunity to go into treatment right then.
Ginther and health officials stress that addiction is a chronic relapsing brain disease and must be addressed with the same understanding and commitment as any other epidemic. Preliminary data has shown overdose fatalities in Franklin County up 8% this year from 2018 numbers, and most are opiate-related. People between 30 and 39 years of age account for most of the county's overdose deaths. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.